And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. This time coming to you from the streets of Amsterdam on New Year's Eve. Now, Tom Conville, why did they tell me to come to this place and do a regular show? It's very hard to pay attention with all this activity going on. But this is, this program is airing. This program is airing on January 3rd, so I've been instructed not to talk about New Year's because it might confuse people since it's no longer New Year's. But then they send me to this place where I'm standing in the middle of a square in Amsterdam, and New Year's is very much on the minds of the people here because it happens to be December 31st at around 11:50 in the evening. And, okay, well, you know, we're going to try and get through this as best we can. Talking about the various things that have been going on in the world, including all sorts of, well, you know, world events and other sorts of things. We're here with Redbird.
Good evening.
Well, last time we checked with you, we were on an airplane.
Yes, we were.
And now we're here on the ground.
It's much nicer on the ground here.
Well, yeah.
And much more exciting. There's all sorts of craziness going on around us.
You wouldn't want this kind of excitement on an airplane, that's for sure. this is what New Year's is like. I'm not supposed to talk about New Year's, I know, but I have to. It's around me. I don't know who makes these ideas up, but yeah, it's very different from, say, Times Square, which is considered to be the pinnacle of New Year's. Well, no, this is the pinnacle because we're in a crowd of several thousand people, it must be, and there's fireworks everywhere, except the fireworks are coming from us, not from some big corporate fireworks company. The smell of gunpowder is in the air, the way you look, and directly in front of me is a castle that must be about 500 years old, and it's sort of staring back at us in amazement at the kinds of things that are going on around. Drinz is here also. This is, I guess, the first moments that you've seen something like this. Without using too many obscenities, what thoughts come to mind seeing something like this?
Well, I think I can safely say I've never seen anything like this. This is very intense. There are explosions going on at a constant, every waking second. It's amazing. People everywhere.
Firecrackers are broken out right next to us.
I love you! I love you!
People just feel compelled to drop things on the ground and they explode and nobody takes offense at that.
Well, I don't know. I'm having a great time. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. It's very overwhelming, so.
It really is. All the senses are being taxed here. I've been told by the people back home that I should try to do a normal show. So what we're going to try and do here is have a normal discussion and try to just blot all this out, you know, what's going on around us as if it wasn't happening so we can have a normal discussion. Now, we went to the Chaos Communications Congress over the last few days. Did you guys have fun?
I had a great time. The talks were amazing. Everybody was very friendly and laid back, and I learned a lot, met a lot of cool people. It was a good time.
The conference went on for 4 days this year, which is one day extra than it normally has, and that was a bit of a surprise to see that extra day, but I think it was sorely needed. There were so many talks, and I was sorry that I had to leave before it was over. You know, next year I want to stay for the whole thing.
Yeah, we got we had to leave a little before the end of the last day, but and I heard there were some good parties afterwards, and there were some decent talks in the last day I would have liked to have been to. But you know, I got my fill. There were a lot of really good things up to that point, so I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, see, I thought that we'd come back for, you know, somewhat of a party for New Year's, but to be honest, it's been kind of quiet here. Not nearly as excited as it usually is. But I guess, you know, I'm sort of glad that we came back for sort of a somber, quiet New Year's this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice to relax and, you know, kick back and not have to worry about all the revelry.
Yeah, throw a log on the fire or whatever and just sort of observe things philosophically. But we did have a bit of an adventure coming back on the train, didn't we?
Absolutely. How many hours were we delayed, too? It wasn't as horrible as you're making it out to be. We were in a...
Well, I didn't even start to make it out yet.
Well, you know, we were in a very comfortable cabin, and we found out, okay, well, the weather's not so nice in Amsterdam.
Well, it snowed a lot in Berlin. There was snow on the ground, but apparently here in Holland, they're not used to snow. So when it started to snow in Holland,
the whole system broke.
Yeah, panic broke out.
But luckily, we were in a very nice, comfortable cabin, warm cabin, unlike some of the other passengers.
Well, they didn't throw us out. Yeah, see, the way they work things on trains here, sometimes you sit in regular rows like normal trains, but sometimes you get these six-seat cabins, three seats on each side, and you get to, you know, stare each other down for the entire length of the journey. And that's where we were. We were sort of in this enclosed cabin.
And looking out the window at the adjacent train, we were able to realize how lucky we were, because you look over there and everybody's in their, you know, has their jackets on, very cold, and the lights start going out and it's completely pitch black.
Yeah, it was something. It was a sight to behold, because we were there. They didn't know what to do with the train. They just kind of parked us at a station. And they were saying, you know, we don't know when we can get into Amsterdam because technically the station is closed. But everybody wants to go to this particular local station. Why don't you get on this local train that's sitting next to the big express train from Germany? And a lot of people did. And then we saw that all the lights went out on that train and just kind of sat there for a while. And then next thing we knew, everybody was streaming back onto our train. Apparently they were so scared at being up at uncomfortable, unheated, large train that they came back to the German train. So it was a bit of fun for a few hours. You know, it's something. There seems to be a bit of a commotion around us now. People are popping open bottles of champagne. Hold on, let me ask this young lady over here. Hello. It's Hanukkah, is it?
Happy New Year!
Now, what time is it now?
I think it's 12.
Oh, is it really? So technically, this is 2006.
There's just 1 second this year.
Oh, okay.
Six will be the second late.
All right, we'll wait then. All right, now, Happy New Year. It's 2006.
Happy New Year again!
Wow. What?
We have
fireworks. We're going to set off the fireworks ourselves. But you know, there's no clock here, so there's no real way to tell when it's 12 o'clock. I think based on people jumping up and down and hugging each other, perhaps even some of the firecrackers that are going off. It seems as if this might be the stroke of midnight. I have to say, you know, if we were back in New York and somebody even lit a single firecracker, it would make the news. It's really pretty unbelievable.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Yeah, wish Happy New Year to all the people in the United States.
Oh, I won't, but I'm making a very Happy New Year to everybody in Europe! Yay!
Happy New Year!
Yet another New Year is here. Hard to believe, but it's true. And we have fireworks going off all around us. The sky is simply lit up with all sorts of spectacular colors, and of course the ground is lit up with all sorts of sounds. I should also point out that the program tonight is going to be abbreviated. We're only 45 minutes, so we do have to try to cram a lot into the time that we have. So I'd like to read some listener mail. Well, we are going to light our fireworks too. We're going to be the first radio show on this particular station, I believe, to actually light fireworks on the air. But I have been told to try and do a normal show, so we're going to try and read some listener mail, which is kind of difficult with all this distraction going on around. This person writes in to say, thanks for your program. I listen every week. Just in case you haven't seen this link, it's the URL you mentioned that you didn't have on the show of a couple of weeks ago. And of course, I'm referring to the videotapes of contractors in Iraq randomly firing on motorists and, I guess, killing them and making them drive off the road. It's that's the kind of thing you'd like to see, well, the video is available, and this is the URL, www.truthout.org, that's truthout.org/docs_2005/11295Q.shtml. Why do I have the feeling I'm going to be asked to repeat this? All right, I'll repeat it. www.truthout.org/docs, that's D-O-C-S, /2005/, actually, not slash, or is that a dash? I'm not really sure. What do you think? Is that a slash or a dash?
Slash.
It is a slash. Okay, it looks like it's a dash underneath it. 11295Q.shtml. And this this listener named Mike from Cambridge says it's pretty disturbing and encourages us to keep up the good work. Here's a listener who wrote in for our show last week. Great show from the air, but I want to point out Emmanuel's logical fallacy from the conditional he read. While it stated, work hard, fly right, which was the slogan of the airplane we were on, the point was that if you work hard, then you will fly right. Emmanuel therefore concluded that since people were flying right, then they must have worked hard. This is a logical fallacy known as affirming the consequence. And yes, you're right, and I've fallen for that many, many times. I'm constantly being accused of affirming the consequence, and I make a New Year's resolution to not affirm the consequence anymore. Happy New Year, yes. Thank you very much. So, if A, then B, therefore A, this is simply illogical. I'm not quite sure how to read that, but basically what it means is that to fly right, you didn't have to work hard. But by working hard, you could have flown right. To be honest, I still don't understand it, but in all honesty, I don't think they even should have mentioned the working hard part, because I don't think most of the people in the airplane were working hard in the first place. But thank you, Spock, for writing in with that. Now, this person writes in concerning the issue of bandwidth or off the wall and the other 2600 shows. Trish, you seem a bit distracted.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, we are on the radio here. We must act like professionals and pay attention to the issues, the important issues. I don't know what these people are up to around us. Seems like a whole lot of commotion over nothing, but we're doing something important here with the radio. So this is about the bandwidth concerning our radio shows. Now, this person writes in, I realize you have an enormous archive of shows, but have you considered something like Liberated Syndication, specifically www.libsyn.com? They offer you up to 500 megabytes of storage each month and unlimited bandwidth. After the end of a month, you get another 500 megabytes. Oh, I'm sorry, 800 megabytes. I read that wrong because it's very dark where I am. So now you have over a gig. Oh, boy. Well, there's some smoke in here. Excuse me. We can edit that out. You have over 1 gigabyte of total storage, and so on. This might help with your bandwidth problems. However, it might take longer to get all of your back catalog online. I use Libsyn to host my podcasts and have had excellent service. They're new, so they've had some growing pains. But all the employees are easy to contact, and they offer great... Can you keep this down a little bit, please? I'm trying to do a radio show here. My goodness. It's just someone's trying to get on the air or something with making all this noise. All right. All of the employees are easy to contact. They offer great support. Not that you would need that. Keep up the great work. I love the show, and I wish I would have discovered the podcast earlier. Signed, Brian DeWitt. Well, Brian, of course, you can also listen to all the back copies, I guess is the way to refer to it, of our shows. That's off the hook, off the wall, brain damage, all sorts of things. But, Trent, what do you say about storing shows in higher quality of broadcasting them and higher quality in the podcast? What are we looking at?
Well, the biggest problem is we don't need storage, offline storage for things. We have our own archive, and we have plenty of storage for that. But the big thing is people want a higher quality podcast, which we're looking into providing maybe the current week at a higher quality. But our archive has always been at a certain quality level, and to go back and re-encode all of that or to offer, I know we're offering DVDs of higher quality, so we have some options for people who don't like the lowest quality streaming bandwidth that we're offering right now. But yeah, off-site storage isn't really what we're looking for. We need live bandwidth for streaming, and that's our biggest concern. Like I said, we'll offer some higher quality podcasts for that week's show for some people eventually. But the offline storage really isn't an issue right now. It's the live bandwidth that we really need.
Well, yeah, we are going to try to improve the quality very soon. But it's also very important, I think, for the quality of the actual streaming not to exceed the quality of us on the air. And that's a very real danger. If we sound too good, but we're not good enough to sound that good, that's a problem,
Yeah, I guess it would be a problem, but, we can work on that.
So we have to, Redbird, you're very anxious to light these fireworks.
I'm getting tired of holding them and watching everybody else have fun set off fireworks.
But you see, if everyone else is setting off fireworks at one time, and you set them off later, that makes you the person of the moment.
I'm happy to fit in with the crowd.
Well, okay, let me go through a few pieces of mail, then I guess maybe we can make some noise. This person is also working on a podcasting project. He says, I'm trying to improve the quality of my audio. I've been listening to your podcast. I recently heard the one you created while flying to Europe, and it sounded pretty good for being in a noisy airplane. What kind of audio equipment do you guys use when you are mobile? I'm a host, and I have a co-host, so I need both my voices on the show. Do you have any thoughts on low-end, that is, cheap equipment to get the job done? Find Lance. Well, Lance, we're standing here in Amsterdam right now, and I'm recording this program onto an iRiver, which, by the way, I should point out, is my new iRiver, which replaced the iRiver that broke over the summer, so I'm very happy about that. Redbird, you're the person who kind of told me about iRivers. They're pretty cool, aren't they?
They're very cool, and they work very well for recording various sources, including microphones and doing radio shows and all that.
I have a handheld microphone that I have plugged into that, and that's really it. That's the whole thing. You can just record digitally onto that. Of course, you need a cable. So a cable microphone and an iRiver will do the job. And, of course, you might have to do a little bit of sound correction in the end, depending on all sorts of things that you might not want to have recorded. Who knows? But it's never been easier. It's never been cheaper. So look into that. iRiver, of course, isn't the only device like this that you could use. But there are many. iRiver has a couple of cool features. Like, you can listen to radio stations and record radio stations in foreign countries.
Sure. It's a very good jukebox, radio, recorder, anything. It's very versatile. And so I'm sorry you had a mishap with it this summer, but...
Well, no, I borrowed yours, so it was fine.
Yeah.
And we brought
it wasn't
you...
really a problem, but they are very good devices, generally speaking.
We brought you shows from Russia, from China, from Mongolia, from the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. It was interesting, and a testament to what you can do these days. You never could have done this only a few years ago. Look at this. Somebody has lit something near us. But that's it. They just made some light, and that was about the whole thing. No bangs or anything. Yes, we'll get to the fireworks. Patience. All right. I was listening to the show which was talking about the New York transit strikes, and while I can agree with your point of view, I couldn't help but draw upon a similar situation that recently occurred here in Toronto. Recently there was a job action by the Toronto police. For obvious reasons, the police weren't allowed to strike. They resorted to other means, such as wearing baseball caps. Did you hear that? That's how police strike in Toronto. They wear baseball caps. I don't know. That just seems like a kind of a not really effective way to voice your discontent. They also park their cars between calls, and they issued warnings to motorists instead of parking tickets. Well, that's kind of nice, I guess. Of course, parking tickets generate millions of dollars, and by issuing warnings, they didn't generate millions of dollars. That's a good way of protesting, I suppose. While this job action lasted for about 2 months, they did manage to get a contract settlement without severely affecting the city. On another note, public transit workers in Toronto are allowed to strike, unlike in New York. And there was a threat last year of a strike. However, after extending the strike deadline numerous times, there eventually was a settlement. I just found it interesting that while Toronto may not be the same as New York, it is the economic capital of Canada, and yet our transit workers are allowed to strike. And I should also point out that at this very moment in London, well, not at the moment you're listening to this, but at the moment that we're recording this on, well, I guess it's January 1st now, the transit workers there have gone out on strike, and it's causing all sorts of mayhem in the streets of London. They do things a little bit differently. They actually go out on strike for maybe a day, and then they go back to work, and then they go on strike again a week later. It's very carefully planned and coordinated, so I guess that's kind of cool as well. What else do we have here? I was hoping I'd get into some of the news of the day, but, you know, it's very distracting. I'm kind of disappointed with... I asked people to be quiet, and they just have not listened to me at all. This is a question concerning... We're playing with the seat-to-seat calls. Remember this, Jim?
I'm sorry?
We were playing with seat-to-seat calls on the airplane.
Oh.
Want to describe what that was exactly?
Well, we tried. There was apparently a feature where you could call from one seat to the next from one seat to another on the airplane, but we couldn't get it to work. Apparently they had that function turned off.
Yeah, so we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to call somebody else in the airplane, and it didn't work. But this person writes in, did you folks try seat-to-seat calls from further away? It seems to me that not putting calls through a seat right next to the caller is a sensible design feature. It goes against the KISS principle of engineering, of course. So maybe, Redbird, you can tell us, what does KISS mean as far as programming?
Well, I'm totally not paying attention. What are you looking at?
Not very professional. We should be paying attention to the radio program.
Oh,
KISS, what does that mean?
Keep it simple, stupid.
I don't think there's any call for insulting remarks. I simply asked the question, what KISS means?
That's usually what it means.
Which is?
Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay, well, I can see we're not going to get any further with you. We're going to continue with this letter here, though. If on the flight back you see telephones in, say, the WC area, meaning the water closet, i.e. bathroom, try it from there. I'm bummed I didn't make it to the CCD Congress this year. Have fun, sign B. Well, B, you certainly missed a good one. We had all sorts of fun talking to people, meeting all sorts of interesting types. I met a lot of listeners to this radio program and to Off the Hook. And it's so cool actually getting out there and seeing people that you've never met before that actually listen. I talked to people who listen to WBAI, which just you actually stream through your house.
Yeah, it's running out of my bedroom, actually, so it's kind of impressive when you talk to someone on the other side of the world and they're listening to something that's originating from my house.
We met a guy from Wales. I had actually never met anybody from Wales before, and he told me that he listens to WBAI, he listens to WUSB, listens to Off the Hook, Off the Wall, Brain Damage, all of that, and it's just, it blew my mind, you know, knowing that there are people on the other side of the world in countries that I, you know, never knew anybody from that are, you know, fascinating and interesting. And these people actually are listening to various things that we do. And it makes it matter so much more when you actually can connect the listeners to faces and things like that. This isn't going to stop anytime soon, is it?
It doesn't look like it, no.
Right.
That's okay. I'm having a good time.
All right. Well, I'm grateful now. Have you ever been to Times Square during New Year's?
No.
Well, you know, that used to be something I considered to be the pinnacle of fun. But it's just so quiet and subdued compared to this, you know?
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a few million people there, but they're all standing, you know, and they're standing behind police barricades, and they're watching the professionals put on the show.
Wow.
And here's the people who are putting on the show.
They're definitely putting on a show.
Yeah. And I was reading some of the guidelines that you're not allowed to bring backpacks into Times Square. You're not allowed to bring bags of any sort. You certainly can't have fireworks. And alcohol is strictly forbidden. All of that is here. All of that and more. But you know what is not here?
Who?
Cops. Do you see any cops?
No.
How am I going to drink champagne and pee on the air at the same time? I'm not even sure this is legal. Is it legal for me to drink on the air?
Champel.
All right. What's champel?
It's non-alcoholic champagne.
This is non-alcoholic
champagne.
There's alcohol.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
No alcohol champagne?
That
doesn't exist. It should not exist.
Thank you, Albert. That's wiser words have never been spoken. Oh, yeah. That's
a mix. It.
That's real champagne. What are we mixing it with here?
Let's see what we have. We have a really good Samur Verve Amiot. Danish sec. So it's a little bit sweet.
Alright. A little bit sweet is fine with me. Now, I was mentioning, how many, Jews, you've been here the first time. How many cops have you seen tonight?
Exactly zero.
How do you think that's possible?
Well, apparently people are more well behaved, or, you know.
You call this well behaved? Look at these people. They're shooting off fireworks.
Well,
smoke everywhere. They're drinking in the street.
All right, but an adult is an adult over here. They can make their own decisions, and, you know, they fend for themselves. They don't need other people to tell them that, oh, watch out, you might get hurt, or we can't allow you to do this because someone may sue. It's people take care of themselves, and, you know, if you trip and fall, well, it's your own fault, you know? You deal.
Have you seen other examples of that in Europe?
There's not warning signs everywhere you go, you know. The cars stop for you when you cross the street instead of running you over. I don't know if that, like, counts, but...
No, that's not always true. They do run you over if you don't cross at a crosswalk.
Oh, yeah, there are certain crosswalks where you can cross and they'll stop.
It has to be a crosswalk without a traffic light, and if you step out into the street, they will stop.
Oh, yeah.
In most countries, there are some countries... Whoa.
Wow.
Now, you know, I always wonder what happens if you're standing next to something like that.
I think you go deaf for about a minute.
That was like an artillery shell of some sort. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
And people are very peaceful. They all seem to get along. And it's amazing. You see little children, and they're into it as well, and... Nobody really seems to be afraid of all this craziness around us.
I wonder if we should mention that we're like 6 hours ahead of people back home. We're actually experiencing New Year's well before they will.
Well, the confusing thing is that they're not hearing this until after New Year's.
Well,
until
true.
January 3rd. That's one of the reasons I wasn't even supposed to talk about New Year's tonight.
Oh.
You know, it's really hard for me to be in a place like this and not talk about New Year's. I don't know what they were thinking. It's typical, you know, when you're given an assignment in radio, most of the time the people giving you the assignment have no idea what they're talking about. How can I possibly hold that? I'm holding a microphone in one hand and champagne in another hand.
We have our own champagne, too.
And we have more champagne. You know, we really should open that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, have you ever opened champagne before?
Yeah.
All right. Drew's is going to open the champagne on the air. We're going to offer it to all the people around us. Hey, everybody, free champagne. Yes! Very exciting. Let's try to control ourselves, though. Now, you could easily put an eye out with that thing, right?
Probably, but I'll try not to.
No, but you could. There's a danger here. Someone could get injured. I think someone needs to call the authorities because he's about to pop open a bottle of champagne and someone could...
We're gonna light the fireworks.
You get seriously injured here. As an American, I'm very afraid of this.
You should be. There are cops here to protect you.
It's hard to get those feelings out of your head. Okay, you gonna do it now? Here we go.
Alright.
Try not to get the microphone wet.
I'll try. It's not cooperating. There it goes. There we go.
Oh! Well, that went clear across the street.
Look out, here's up.
You know, I don't think you could even pop a cork of a champagne bottle in the streets of New York. I think you'd be arrested for that.
Probably.
You'd be shot, you'd be arrested. A single firecracker, any of this, you know, drinking in the streets, that kind of thing. I should point out also that mass transit has come to a stop. Everybody just kind of takes the night off, right? No trams, no buses?
Yes, sir. Public transport stops at 8 on New Year's Eve. But it will be
night buses from 1 or something.
Everybody just kind of takes the night off.
And everybody's on the street anyway, so it's impossible to drive here.
Yeah, it would be very difficult, I would imagine. If you could get on the street, you couldn't see because of all the smoke. Okay, so shall we light our fireworks?
Gotta find a spot to light them.
Well, everyone else is lighting them in the middle of the crowd, but I guess we could... Okay, we have several things. We have 2,400 celebratory firecrackers, and I guess what we do is we lay those out, and then we light them, and they go off for a very long time, and finish with a flourish.
You should move to the empty space in the middle of the square to light the fireworks.
It sounds like I'm going into a line of fire, though, if I go out into the middle of the square.
Yeah, well, that's the price you pay for lighting your fireworks. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it just at my feet or somebody else's feet. You know, just move back to the space where everybody's lighting their fireworks. That's a simple rule.
All right, Redbird, are you up for this?
Sure.
All right, so we're going to walk out to the middle of the activity that's going on, so that we can add to it and light our fireworks. Why do I have another cup in my hand? God damn it. All right. No, stop pouring alcohol.
It's on the air. Move to the open space. Light your fireworks.
But do we have a match? Did anybody think to bring a match?
Yeah, I got matches.
You got matches. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you don't want to light your fireworks with a match. You use a match to light a cigarette, and you use a cigarette to light a firework. Otherwise, it's too dangerous. You might, with the flame of the match, you might, how do you say that? Ignite the, how do you call that? Well, at the wrong point, you know?
The fuse, yeah.
Yeah, the fuse.
Well, that's a problem because I don't smoke, and I don't think anybody around here does.
Well, some people do. You can ask Sasha.
All right. Well, so now we have to find.
2 years.
We have to find a cigarette somehow.
Sasha's got some. Brought some cigarettes from North Korea just for your cake.
Well, here's Sasha now.
We need cigars.
Sasha, we're told that we need a cigarette in order to light the fireworks.
Do we?
Well, because otherwise it's too dangerous. So do you have a cigarette for you?
There you go.
That's a North Korean cigarette you have.
Yep.
My goodness. The whole world gets together here. Okay, so we're going to light the cigarette. And we're going to use that to light the fireworks. All right.
Do you smoke?
Why not?
We've lit the cigarette. The North Korean cigarette has been lit. And now we're going to move out into the...
I hate you, man.
Into the... All right, let me take a drag of it. I have to smoke a North Korean cigarette on the air. Hold on. Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Well, that was almost the end of the show. Forever.
Whoa. No, I went down the wrong way.
Don't inhale.
Oh, wow.
It's a good American custom to not inhale.
Yeah, but this is pretty cool stuff. You know, you just quit smoking, dude. I don't know if you should be... smoking, especially a North Korean cigarette.
I quit for like several months now, but that was the first hit I've had in a long time.
But now you're like back to square one.
No. It was only a New Year's.
Yeah. No, I think you go back to zero.
Yeah, well, we need cigars. We should get those later.
Cuban cigars.
Yeah, Cuban cigars.
We're doing all the forbidden
things
tonight.
Or out of the country, that's okay.
North Korean cigarettes, Cuban cigars, and all kinds of mayhem.
What happens out of the country stays out of the country.
Yeah. Please, listeners, don't tell anybody about this. This is our secret.
Are you doing something illegal now?
Not at all. Everything is above the board.
Everything is legal in Ireland.
All right, so... Now we have to go into the middle of the square with the fireworks. All right, and the lit North Korean cigarette. Coming through. We have explosives here. All right, for the first time on this radio station, we're going to light explosives on the air. All right, Trent, so you know what you're doing here.
I'm going to try to light these.
Okay, well, let's not blow us all to bits. I think the match would have been a better idea. Grinch is trying to light it with the North Korean cigarette, but for some reason, the fire on the North Korean cigarette isn't working. Probably not the cigarette's fault, but it's just not working quite right. Yeah, we're using a cigar instead. That North Korean cigarette just didn't do it. There we go. There we go.
There we go.
Firecracker's coming up.
Stand back.
We sure made history here. And we're going to light something else here. Hang on, what are we lighting here? What is this?
This is like a Roman candle. It spits fireballs in the air.
They
call it mortal, but that's not really true.
All right, we're going to light the Roman candle. It's going to, I assume, go straight up into the air. At least I hope it will. I'm a little nervous still. They're lighting a Roman candle. Here we go.
There we go.
Stand back, everyone.
Whoa! 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 That was it?
Ah, that was $7 right there. Okay, well, that was worth it, I guess. So, Aldert, how long does this actually go on for? When do these people get tired?
I think, let's see, it's now 12:45. So
wow.
I think another half hour, and then it will be over for most people.
Ah.
And then we go indoor to parties somewhere else at people's homes, just like we always do.
How does one get one of those sparklers to hold in one's hand?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Maybe. I've never done that before. I'd kind of like to know what it feels like.
I want one for Eric.
Oh,
Eric, here you have a sparkler.
I'm holding a sparkler in my hand right now, and I got to tell you, this is better than any drug I've ever done. I haven't done that many, but still, it's pretty damn cool. I just wonder, how does this end exactly? Does it burn? It burns out to my hand, and then I have to drop it, or?
Yeah, it just fizzles out, and then you're done.
It's going to fizzle out before it hits my hand, I hope.
Yeah.
Two of them. I'm holding two of them now. Is that even allowed?
You should, like, lower the bottom.
I should lower this. Yeah, intense pain is coming very soon if I don't.
Where are the police when you need them?
It's really amazing the amount of technology that's gone into making things explode.
You can hurt yourself.
Well, you know, on that subject, when you think of fireworks, they really haven't changed very much. A third one? Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. All right, you know, I'm kind of sick of holding sparklers now. I never did it before, but I've done it 3 times now. But, you know, fireworks in the air, have they really changed all that much?
I don't think so.
No, they're all the same thing. You know, at this point in time, I would think that fireworks would be able to, you know, display all kind. Oh, God, give me another one. That's 4. All right. You know, display all kinds of words and messages and graphics in the air. That would be something. But they're all the same, you know? Fireworks have not changed. I think it's time for a fireworks revolution. For something to... All right, you know what? I'm out of this. I'm out of this sparkler business.
That's what the police would prevent in New York.
Yeah, they'd protect me from this kind of thing, wouldn't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
Happy New Year!
Every 5 minutes, Hanukkah says that. So, Chris, you were just pouring champagne, and some complete stranger came up to you
yes.
and handed you her cup, and you poured champagne into it, and she wished you a happy new year and went on her way.
It's very nice. I'm very happy.
Well, I just wanted
more of that back home.
Well, I wonder, can I do that? Can I walk up to people now and hold up a cup and they'll give me all kinds of things?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
I kind of wish I didn't throw my cup on the floor.
You know, I should mention that I ran into a person here that I met at Hope.
Oh, please. That's impossible.
No. Out of all the people here, I met someone that I met at registration at Hope who helped out an immense amount.
Right here in this particular part of Amsterdam, you just happened to run into somebody that was at Hope.
Yes. I was on the other side of the world, and I ran into someone I knew. It's just a small world.
It's a really small world. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm flabbergasted. I have no idea what to say about that. But, you know, when you do these kinds of things, when you travel around, when you go to events like the Chaos Congress or, you know, various Dutch or German events, you realize that, you know a lot of these people and you remember them and you see them again in future years.
Yes.
It's just great to be part of that community. And it means so much. And the radio community is the same thing. People who listen, the people who contact us, who send us mail. And by the way, you can send us mail, otw@2600.com is our email address. OTW, of course, stands for Off the Wall. We'd love to hear from you. More people will hear from the
band.
That wasn't 5 minutes, was it?
I think it wasn't 5 minutes.
She might be speeding up.
Seconds.
How long do you think she's going to go for? I mean, you know.
At least the next couple of hours.
Well, okay, but if it's like next week and she's still doing it every 5 minutes, it's going to be a bit annoying.
It may stretch out after a week or so.
Why couldn't our firecrackers have done that? That's what I wanted. I wanted that kind of a bang. Okay, final thoughts.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Hanukkah. Thank you, Redbird.
I think I'll be back next year.
In fact, every year, people from the States should come to Amsterdam and experience New Year's from a different perspective.
I think that's good advice.
They don't show it on television, so you don't really see it, but if you come here, you'll understand.
As a final thought, I would like to add, Gelukkig Nieuwjaar.
I hope that wasn't a cuss word, Hanukkah. Because the FCC, they know all the languages. And now they'll find out. All right. Bottles are flung into the corner there. It's time for us to be saying goodnight because we actually have an abbreviated show tonight. We have an exciting basketball game coming up next on this radio station. But I do want to wish...
No, we're going to go to a party.
We're going to go to a party. Okay, we have been invited to a party, finally. And we'll be back again next week from the studio this time with all sorts of other fun things to report. And hopefully it'll be less distracting. As complete strangers give their greetings to the audience back home. We're off the wall. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. Have yourselves a good night. And Happy New Year.